BJ, Jamie, morning show. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone.
What?
You just don't listen.
No. I admit that, though. You know?
I know, but I thought by now you'd get better, because if you admit it that you don't listen, then you'd like try harder in your marriage.
I don't think something like listening you can get better at. I think you're either good at it or you're bad at it.
Well, it tells me you need to pay attention to what she's saying.
Yeah, I know.
You guys.
It's listening.
So his wife is going out of town. He's so excited because he gets to watch football, right? Uninterrupted, right? There's no sadness. He's like, yeah, you know, really happy and stuff. But I go, where's she going? He's like, I don't know. Like either like a funeral or like a wedding. I don't know. I'm like, you don't know the difference where she's going?
And two completely different things.
Completely.
Like what?
Not really, if you think about it. Just say it.
Oh my God.
It's a family function. How about that?
Yeah. And then he goes, yeah, I forgot. And I don't want to ask her which one it is, because then she'll know I didn't hear her. Yeah. So I just said to her, well, tell the family I said hi.
Yeah. That covers both.
Keep it generic.
It could be a picnic, funeral, wedding. Could be anything.
What
just
guy
tell the family
know,
I said hi.
What guy doesn't know if his wife is going to a wedding or a funeral? That is ridiculous.
Seriously.
That is ridiculous.
My, oh my, oh my.
It is. It's insane.
That's a big deal. Like, both of those are kind of a big deal, especially on her, if it's her family.
Yeah, and they're different outfits. Oh, my God.
I feel like you guys should go.
Well, at least I know. I would know if my husband was going to a wedding or a funeral.
Would you?
I would. Absolutely, I would. I would say on Textnado, wouldn't all of you know if it was a wedding or a funeral? Of course you'd
All right, let's just go with wedding, okay? We'll go with it.
See, I was going with funeral because they're only going for one night.
Yeah, and why aren't you going?
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm staying here.
Why aren't you going?
Yeah.
There's a ball game tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
10 a.m.
Oh, man.
University of Tennessee.
Oh, my God.
BJ needs to see
it. Really?
Season kicks off. Yep.
And they might be already dead, or who knows? Maybe they're just starting their new lives. Look, yes. Don't know.
If you've already committed to get married, you're doomed. You're done. Okay? Oh, so what good's it going to be that I'm there? And if you passed on, then I can't help any. Okay?
It blows my mind. You have no idea.
I know.
Why.
Me too.
Which one?
Me too.
I can't fathom it.
I literally can't put my head around this. You don't know. I'm so sorry. It's just bizarre. Somebody said, how are you even still staying married? Yeah. I think it's just convenient because he cleans and he cooks for her.
He's like a maid.
Yeah. So I think that, I get it. That's why.
Are you guys done?
Yeah. Yeah, we
Keepers,
are.
Creepers, some way to start your Labor Day weekend.
Oh, my God.
All right. So TikTok.
Yes.
Is it going away?
This is bizarre.
Is it going away?
I don't get our president. I have to be honest with you guys. All right. So on August 19th, the president of the United States of America joined TikTok. The White House officially started a TikTok account. And we were all like, wait a minute. You said it was dangerous and whatever. And so he started this TikTok account. It has millions of followers already. And they do short little videos on TikTok. And then now he's announced that September 17th, they have to sell it or whatever on September 17th. And it's a hard, you know, got to do it. They're not going to wave on it. But you just joined it. Now you're saying it's got to go away on September 17th. It's so bizarre.
I've not heard any updates on anybody buying this thing.
No.
So maybe it is going away.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But why did you join it and now you're going to ban it?
Well, it's not him.
It says it's the White House's official account.
It's the White House, but it's not
the
president.
Well, guess who he is.
You know? But I'm saying he's not the one posting on it.
Well, they say he is, but
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. I don't see him cutting videos for TikTok.
It is weird, though, that we haven't heard one single thing about this.
Nobody has bought this thing, right?
No, and there's always a rumor that, we've got a group together, or there's a bunch of billionaires that are going to buy it.
It's all
in good hands, and then it never comes to fruition.
Yeah, it's really weird. So now I can't imagine the hard September 17th is the hard go.
I can't imagine it be going away. There's just too much money behind it.
Well, not only that, they just joined it. Yeah. It's so weird.
So the 17th.
Yeah, that's
September 17th, man.
They say this time he really means it.
All right.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
I know, right? Yeah, so
I don't see it going away.
We'll see. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it'll go away, but I think they have to sell it. And so, you know, a Bezos, Elon Musk, all those guys will get together and maybe buy it.
People are asking about Schvidel. We got the news yesterday. The dog did pass. It passed away yesterday. The dog was in bad shape. It was in really bad shape. And we've all been there with pets or whatnot. And so he took the rest of the week off, up until now. He'll be back on Tuesday. So
correct.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
It's sad, but like I said, if you've had pets, you've been through this. And
but you're always so mad at yourself that you let an animal break your heart like that. Yeah. Like you kind of get like, oh my God, you kind of have to, like with Clifford, I love that cat so much. And I was like, am I really crying over a cat? Come on, get it together, Jamie. You know, it's just weird. You have to like talk yourself like, stop being so crazy about this stupid cat. And then you're like, but I loved him so much.
It's sad.
It is sad.
It's sad, devastating.
I mean, he loved that dog. I know. That dog was his life.
Yep. So.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. It is a Friday. The Labor Day weekend is here. A lot going on. Powerball this weekend. $950 million, folks. $950 million. And guess what? If nobody wins, it goes to over a billion.
Whoa, is that how that works?
Oh, yeah.
Is that, it does?
Good luck.